Articles by Fearlessly Courageous. Do Not Seek to See It. Written and read by Dennis Piller. Faith, what exactly is it? Scripture tells us that it's the essence of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. I guess the key is not yet. I think of Jesus in the desert for 40 days, and he conquered fear and hunger, aloneness, with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We too have a quick answer for every fear that evil may present, an answer of faith and confidence in Jesus Christ, saying it out loud. You know, God spoke the world into existence. The spoken word has power. Whenever possible, when facing your fears, when facing your challenges, when you face anything that comes against the truth of God, speak God's word out loud. I read a book by Lisa Turnquist, Is God Speaking to Me? She said to look on every fear not as a weakness on your part due to illness or worry, but as a very temptation to be attacked and overthrown, looking for a fight. We know as Christians that Satan prowls around like a lion in the dark to set up traps for us and to devour us at every opportunity. Should we not be looking for a fight at all times? To be looking for the opportunity of attacking and overthrowing every real temptation in our lives? We have the promise of God. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The only other thing that we need is faith, the evidence of things not seen, evidence in the unseen. Do not seek to see it. You're robbing faith of her sublime sweetness if you do this. Believing right now that all is well and that faith, not seeing but believing, is what will bear you to safety over the stormy waters. Stop caring what is not yours to carry. Let your faith carry us as we face the future fearlessly courageous. We have quoted scripture after scripture out loud and reminded God that this was his adventure and that we were simply saying yes while trusting him completely. He is the potter and I am the clay. If that's true, and it is, isn't this his adventure? Hasn't he promised to mold us into this perfect vessel, his perfect weapon, an instrument for the battle ahead? But can't we call it an adventure if we know the way that it turns out? If we know that we win, isn't just knowing of that enough to carry the joy of it, sheer joy, not in the circumstances that we face necessarily, but in the absolute assurance that when we're being obedient to God and walking in the very center of his will, we win. And how do we face a challenge? Is there a difference when you face it with joy and faith versus facing it with fear and horrors and judgment? Can you even hear the difference in power in that question? Fear steals from us. It debilitates us. It blinds us to the truth, while faith ushers in anticipations, comfort, trust, assurance, forgiveness, and most certainly joy, because we know we win. Faith is a relationship, I'm sure of it. It's not a plaque on a wall. Faith should be characterized in our minds and in our heart as a sheer delight rather than a sense of duty. Have you ever asked God for that kind of relationship? We need to ask boldly and live in expectation of hearing from God. Jeremiah 29:13 says, You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And the joy of our salvation responds with a resounding yes and confidently walks forward in absolute dependence and glorious obedience. I'm not asking to see it because I'm in the middle of living it. I hope you have a Jesus-filled week.